The skies of America were never so blue as on September the 11th, 2001. Nor ever so confused.
Another one just hit the building.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
I can't get a hold of the United 175 at all. We have some problems over here right now.
Now, newly released recordings reveal the fateful minutes that changed America forever. Just outside Syracuse in upstate New York is NEADS, the Northeast Air Defense Sector. Their responsibility is to defend the eastern seaboard of America from enemy attack. On September 11th, Colonel Bob Marr is overseeing a large military exercise, Operation Vigilant Guardian, which will simulate an attack by Russian bombers on North America.
Our primary mission was to defend the United States from external threats.
For the military, it's a regular day, and the mood on the operations floor is relaxed. No matter how trivial, almost every word these people say in both military and air traffic control centers is recorded. At 8:09 a.m., Boston Air Traffic Control makes routine contact with the captain of American Airlines Flight 11.
American 11, Boston.
Boston, good morning, American 11, with you, passing through 190, 230.
American 11, Boston, Center Roger, climbing handle above 280.
The supervisor in charge of Boston is Dan Bueno.
Nothing was strange or out of the ordinary.
But just 5 minutes later, at 8:14, Boston loses contact with the plane's captain.
American 11, Boston. American 11, the American on the frequency. How do you hear me?
At 8:19, a phone call comes into an American Airlines reservations office, directly from onboard American 11.
Ma'am, what seat are you in?
We just left Boston. We're up in the air.
We're supposed to go to L.A., and the cockpit's not answering their phone.
In Boston, air traffic control is still unable to make contact with the airplane. Then at 8:24, a voice directly from the plane's cockpit.
We have some planes. Just stay quiet and we'll be okay. We're returning to the airport.
Who's trying to call me here?